Welcome to the More Than Your Average Joe Show, a journey of greatness with no time for fakeness, showing you that you can make this. Welcome to the More Than Your Average Joe Show. We did it, guys. Got that set up. Got that audio sounding on point. I'm so happy. Like, at the same time, do you know what I mean? As much as I said in one of the last episodes that you shouldn't wait for perfect, you just got to sort of take action and just sort of get on with stuff. But sometimes just taking continuous action over and over again, if it's not like how you want it to be, can be detrimental to what you're actually trying to do, you know? So I took a bit of a break, just a bit of a setback while I was sorting out, just making sure that I got this set up exactly right, because ultimately it works good for everybody involved. You know, we've got a nice crisp quality sound. I mean, it looks better. I mean, look at me. I'm a professional out here now, you know, so this is sounding great. It helps me deliver a lot better content. I enjoy it a lot more. I love to hear the sound. And ultimately, it's a pure like example of just how the difference in like quality, you know, when you level up with certain things, it makes everything better in every aspect of the word, you know. So many times we can continue just getting caught up in the same old same, you know, like as good as everything was what I was doing, like by doing like the podcast in the AirPods, in the headphones, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? The content is still great, but ultimately the quality is not there. Like, and in the back of my mind, I know it's not there as well. So like there, I'm thinking, I'm not giving it like my. I mean, I'm still giving it my all, but it don't feel right, because I'm always like second guessing. Oh well, you know, that could have sounded a bit better. Like that could have been a bit better there. And ultimately, it's like I've said, you know, the content that's being delivered, the words that are still being spoken are still, like, my words. They're still what needs to be heard, but at the same time, it's not sitting right with me. So I'm glad now we've got this set up and we're ready to go. Do you know what I mean? We're now ready to go full steam ahead with everything that we're doing. I'm happy to be sitting here and I'm being able to sort of put the videos out, recording the audio, all the above. Know what you deserve, you know, what I should be putting out. So over the past couple of months, I've recorded a couple of shows, technical difficulties. One of them I literally recorded, I think it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was caught up in some absolute madness with this job that we was doing. Actually was really good. It was a really good episode as well, but I think I'd been up at the time for, you know, 24 hours. That day led on to being awake for 36 hours. And like the whole sort of point of that content, what I was recording at the time, was just showing, like, you know, how far are you willing to go? What are you willing to do? How are you willing to go above and beyond? You know, like, this is a sort of brief summary of what I recorded. And I was explaining the sort of story as to what was going on that night and how I was ending up in the situation I was in. But I think I was so tired. I've gone to upload it and I must have deleted it. Like, so that episode never came out. Then I recorded another one, and the quality, I just wasn't happy with it. I'd recorded it while I was driving, so there's all that sort of background noise, like the cars and the traffic and stuff like that, and it just wasn't working for me. So I got my setup right. I'd looked into like what I was doing at home, getting the new, like, all the recording equipment, and just one thing after the other. It wasn't happening. But look, we've made it now. We've got it to where we want it, and this is perfect for moving forward. And as much as I say about, you can't wait for perfect, and you know, don't procrastinate. Sort of just get on with it, like. That can be detrimental to you, because if you're not fully behind what you're doing, then you're not going to be giving it 100%. I mean, or you will be giving it 100%, but when it comes to promoting it, or when it comes to, you know, the confidence in what you're delivering, it's not going to be there, because you know, in the back of your mind, you're going to think, yeah, well, what I'm doing is great, but the sound, you know what I mean, or like, it's not very professional, or you know, blah blah blah. You could come up with a whole lot of different excuses or different reasons, but you have to be happy with what you're doing, and that translates to everything. You know, are you happy? First and foremost, are you happy? Are you happy with your day-to-day stuff, what you're getting on with? Are you happy with the fact that you're showing up every day and you're giving it your 100% or 110%? You know, these are the things the questions that you've got to ask yourself, because if you've got that slight little doubt in the back of your mind, maybe you need to look at reflecting on that. Maybe you need to look at, is it time to change something? Am I doing something wrong? Something as simple as like this, like, for me, yeah, there's been a bit of cost like involved in getting this sort of setup, but you can range from so many different levels, you know, like for like audio equipment, to get the right sort of sound what you want to get. But for what I've got, like, this is perfect for me, and straight away, like, my confidence levels of the content that I'm making and what I'm promoting, they're just going to rocket through the roof, and it's going to make me want to be delivering more. It's going to be making me want to do more. Like, so you imagine, like, if you're actually enjoying going to work every day, or you're enjoying the business, or you're enjoying like the journey that you're on, you're going to be so much more focused and so much more committed into doing it, just because you're enjoying it more. Like, when you're not enjoying life, or you're not enjoying the moment that you're in, or like something that you're doing, a task that you're doing, you're not giving it your all. And like, to a certain degree, like, you know, the whole sort of success principles is you've got to have that discipline to do stuff even when you don't feel like doing it. I mean, listen, quotes are great, do you know what I mean? Like, quotes are great, and like all the little pictures and the memes and the speeches, you know, they're all fantastic and they're great to read, but can you actually do it? That's the other thing. Because when chips are down and times are hard, sometimes it is really hard to stay sort of motivated or to stay committed to what you're doing. Yeah, it is hard, let's be real, do you know what I mean? But when you're fully like, you know, I don't want to go into saying fully in love with what you do, because yeah, that is great. And if we're being honest, there's really probably a very small percentage of people that really, really love what they do. You know, what really love what they do, and they're making like fantastic money from it. You know, there's a very small percentage, because I think like even when you look at like some of the top athletes, some of the top, like, movie stars, musicians, like the famous people, the celebrities, a lot of them, you know, they don't enjoy what they do. They don't. And so it's like, it comes back to that, what, all that glitters ain't gold. Do you know what I mean? But certain people, like, how you think, oh, they're so lucky, they've got this, they've got that. But deep down inside, they might wish to have what you have. You know, celebrities are in that spotlight all the time, and yeah, they could have all the fame, the riches, the money and stuff like that, but they might crave that like bit of personal space, what they don't get, what you and I get, you know? So you have to make peace with your own life. And like I say, you've got to be happy with what you're doing. And I've always said it to people, like people that have worked for me in the past, people that I've worked with, and ultimately, say, if you're not happy with what you're doing, then you have to change that straight away, because there's no point showing up every single day doing something which you don't actually enjoy. Let's take the word love out of it, because like I just said, you know what I mean, that's a very small percentage. But if you resent waking up and doing what you're doing every single day, you have to make that change. You know, you really have to make that change, because life is so short. And we're seeing that so much more every single day right now. And you have to really sort of take these opportunities. You have to enjoy every minute of to the best of your sort of capabilities and to what you can. But you have to live for now. You know, you have to live for this moment, what you're in right now. Because if you're distracted, or if you're worrying about, you know, the rest of your day, or worrying about tomorrow, or worrying about what happened yesterday or last week, that's stealing now from you. That's stealing this moment in time, what you're never ever going to get back. And I've had to really sort of like double down on that, like quite a lot recently, because my kids are growing up, you know, life is hectic, life is busy, very busy at the minute for me. Thank God, you know, I went through some real bad patches this year, but the persistence and unwillingness to give up has sort of put me in such a great position, like to finishing off the year, moving into next year. Next year, I'm going to have like the most incredible year of my life in terms of sort of health, wealth, happiness. You know, I'm 100% confident in that. But it's been hard. Like this year has been very hard, and it would have been so easy to throw the towel in and just give up and, you know, look at my options as to what I was doing. But like the relentless persistence has kept me going and got me to the point where I'm at now. And all throughout this time, you know, like when I was going through like some real sort of like troubled times, and even in the better times as well, as they're coming, I've always had to sort of come back to the point where, you know, let's not be distracted. If I'm here with my kids, or if I'm here with my wife, let me be here with them. Let's not let my mind wander off. And it's very hard, like when you're, when you are actively minded, the entrepreneurial type or the business mind, or, you know, the success mind, you've got goals, stuff like that. It's very hard to put them distractions to the back of your mind, you know, or to, you've always got so much stuff going on. Like you could be sitting there having a conversation with someone and then boom, all of a sudden you're thinking about, right, okay, well, what about if I did this, or what if I did that, or what have I got coming up? It's really hard. Like it really is hard to do, but you just got to sort of really practice it, or be self-aware. Self-awareness is a real major key, I think, to it, because if you can be self-aware of yourself, like now, like while you're listening to this, listen to this. Don't let your mind wander off and start thinking about, oh, right, in an hour's time, I've got to go here, or, you know, I've got to be doing this tomorrow, stuff like that. Just fully immerse yourself into what we're doing right now. You know, if you're sitting with your wife, if you're sitting with your kids or your partner, whatever, you know, immerse yourself into that moment. Give them your all. Give them everything that you've got to offer. And then when you're finished, yeah, get on with the rest of your day. Get on with what you're going to do. Now, of course, like the sort of caveat to that is that you can't just like be winging it constantly. You know, you've got to obviously have your time sort of set out. You got to know what you're doing, because you can't. I've said it before. You can't just wake up and wing it every day. You've got to be able to put some sort of schedule and plan together. But the point that I'm making is that you don't be distracted by everything else what's going on. Just be happy with where you're at, and involve yourself in the moment. Involve yourself in the moment. Give it your all. You know, because like life is so short. Life's here for. We've been blessed with this world, like, and as sort of crazy as it is at the moment, like things will get better, things will change, and when we can start really getting back out in the world, which I can't wait for, you know, I'm sure people are going to live like they never lived, you know, because of people have been sort of stuck, restricted with so much things they could do. And don't get me wrong, do you know what I mean? Like now, life is a lot more free than what it has been over the past year. But I still can't go and travel. I'm still not prepared to put my family through like a military operation just to go on a bloody holiday. You know, like it's not right. Maybe next year will be a different story. We'll have to see, you know. I'm not, as it stands right now, you know, people are going on holiday. People are getting out, but at the same time, it's a lot of complications involved just to be able to go on holiday, you know. And that's, for me and for my family personally, as I'm sure I'm not alone in this, one of the beauties of going on holiday is the whole airport experience, the whole sort of the gas of like being excited as to where you're going and what you're doing and stuff like that. But when that's being taken away from, well, you've got to have this coronavirus test, you've got to have this, you've got to have this vaccination, you've got to wear the mask everywhere you're going, you have to have a test on the third day, the fifth day, to get the, do you know what I mean? That's not enjoyable. That's not enjoyable. And I can only hope that as some of this madness dies down a bit, you know, life can resume a bit of normality and we can just pick up where we left off and carry on. You know, that's my true hope for the world. And if not, you know, I think we're going to have to really sort of take some thought into it, because ultimately we can't keep just hiding away or not hiding away. But do you know what I mean? We can't just keep living a sort of sheltered life when there's a whole world to live in. And like, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's life is too short. Life is too short to be, you know, not doing something that you want to go and do. Like, and ultimately, like I say, it all comes down to like the happiness side of it. And I'm not going to be happy sitting on a plane for like 12 hours, you know, between 6 and 12 hours, places I want to go to, 6 and 12 hours. That's my travel time. And when they're telling me that I've got to wear a mask the whole flight, that's not enjoyable. When they're telling me my little kids have got to wear masks on the whole flight, I don't want to see that. You know, I'm not prepared to do that. So that's where I'm at with all of this at the minute. But ultimately, if it's going to be something that's got to go on forever, hey, maybe I'm just going to have to sort of level up to the max so much that I can just go and like charter some planes, or, you know, who knows? That's another option that we've got to look at. You can't always bow down to the circumstances. Maybe you've got to look and think outside the box to another way that you can make things happen. And that's a pure example of a thought there, like how that busy mind can work. Do you know what I mean? When you're sitting there, you're thinking, you're having a conversation, and all of a sudden, boom, you're getting all these different ideas pop into your head. It's all about thinking big. Everything is about thinking big. But, you know, at the same time, purpose of like this episode now is just to really sort of cherish this life that we're given. Cherish every single moment. Cherish your loved ones, your family. You know, you have to, you've got to be there. You know, you have to be there, because tomorrow is not promised. It really isn't promised, you know. Like, and we all get caught up in so much day-to-day stress of life and work and business and goals and commitments, and you forget to actually live. You forget to enjoy. You know, like, there's so many times which I beat myself up about. Like, I beat myself up about so many things, like, where sometimes, you know, I think of, oh, why didn't I pay that bit of extra effort? Like, why didn't I pay that more attention? Or, like, you know, like, I should have done this, or I should have done that. But you can't beat yourself up about these things. You just have to move. You have to move forward. Just constantly keep moving forward and just be in that moment. When you're in this now moment, be in this now moment. Don't let tomorrow's distractions rob you of today's happiness. You know, like, this is the reality as to what this life is that we're living. You know, there's so many things what we can always get caught up in, but if we can live here today happy, we can make the most of this time that we're in right now, then you know, life can be a whole lot better. Simple little things, simple changes. You know, when we look at the anatomy of the golf swing, you know, and the 2 millimeter change, you know, you make that 2 millimeter change to your golf swing and then boom, you're hitting them perfect shots. That can be the same with life. Just them tiny little changes. You make them tiny little changes in your life, you watch how things can change, you know. So for me, like, one of them was this year, is what I did was raise my standards and just no longer accepted certain things, you know. And even still, like, now, like, when my mind was wandering into like a moment of scarcity, and, you know, which is, you know, I'm always keeping it real with all of you. You know, I'm always here just to speak my honest truth, and that's like the whole purpose of this. But when my mind is like wandering into a bit of sort of scarcity and a bit of fear, and I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to do? Like, am I going to have to go back and like start looking at like this other sort of works again, and like for my business, what I stepped away from in the first place? The answer is no. Once you raise your own personal standards as to what you are willing to accept and what you're no longer willing to accept, great things happen. They really do, you know, and I've seen that. I've literally experienced that firsthand this year. Like, I was on a contract which was like literally tearing me to pieces. You know, it was just ruining me, like financially, mentally, in every aspect. And I said, no more. Will I do this? I'm not gonna accept it anymore. I'm not gonna go down that road. Life will pan out how it pans out, and I'll do what I have to do. And all of a sudden, do you know what I mean? As soon as I did that, I had some real sort of enlightening moments spiritually. You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, sometimes I've been literally on my knees praying, and God come through, like really did. You know, come through for me and brought me into like a whole new chapter of my life. I started obviously on this whole new sort of work scheme, and the point what I'm making is where I said no longer will I obviously accept this, you know. And even in the times of sort of scarcity where I'm thinking, oh, should I speak to these people and go back to them? Absolutely not. Steer the path, do you know what I mean? Stay on the same course what you're going. As long as you can keep your mind right and keep knowing that everything will be okay, yeah, things work out. Everything happens for a reason. You know, time suddenly sometimes slows down a bit for us in order to push us forward. I was talking to my good friend the other day, and I was just explaining to him about the whole fact that, yeah, we might have had a little bit of a setback, but you've got to picture yourself as a slingshot. You know, you're being just pulled all the way back just to release and explode, just to go forward like you've never been going forward before. Sometimes that's what life happens like, and as bad as like, sometimes you can get caught up in the woe is me or the, oh, why is this happening and stuff like this. But you have to understand that sometimes these things happen. These things happen for a reason. They happen so you can bounce back. You can move forward into places where you've never even been before. And as hard as things can be sometimes life can really, really sort of get to you. It can knock you down. It can beat you up. It can do everything to you. And you're thinking, why is this happening? Why is this happening? But it's happening for a reason. It's happening for the reason that you might not be able to see at the time. But all of a sudden, when life takes that turning point, which it does, and all of a sudden you're living like a life that you could never even sort of imagine, you think, oh, well, that's why that happened. That's why I was being held back, or that's why things didn't work out for me doing this, or that's why, you know, this didn't happen the way I thought it was going to happen. Because look at where you are now. Look at what you're doing right now, you know? Life can be an amazing gift, and ultimately it comes down to what are you going to do with it? You know, we all do to a certain degree. You know, we all have the same opportunities. You know, it can be a controversial subject to say that. You know, there's obviously certain people which are limited and are restricted, but ultimately, you know, you look at some of the most successful people in the world and they started with absolutely nothing. You know, some of these super successful athletes, you know, they started just by trying, just by showing up, just by consistently perfecting their craft, you know. Yeah, of course, like, you know, God-given talent is there, but hard work beats talent 10 times over, constantly, you know. You can always improve. If someone can do, I could use this as, this is just an example here, like, of my son. Like, I think when he first, like, ever started, like, trying to do, like, kick-ups with a football, you know, he could barely put like two together, you know. Now he could just, God knows how many he could do. I've seen him like banging out over like 100 kick-ups just constantly, just bang, 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 bang. And that's just by practice. That's just by perfecting your craft, you know. Like, and that's just as a silly example there, but it's true. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm getting to the point of where hard work beats talent 10 times over, you know, because if you're willing to put that work in and perfect what you're doing, then, you know, sky's the limit. Do you know what I mean? You can go as far as you want. But then it comes down to the question, how far do you actually want to go? You know, how far are you willing to push your own personal limits to achieve what you want to achieve? Like, I could give you a quick brief rundown of like the episode that I lost when I was on the 36 hour day. This was just because of the certain things that had to get done. We were starting a new contract, and I had some, we was working on nights. I had some stuff going on days. I was there getting moved from like this place to that place. Certain things wasn't going right. Certain things didn't pan out the way that they did. But regardless, my commitment was there. So that put me in that position where I ended up awake for like 36 hours, you know, just due to my own sort of commitments and the fact that, you know, in order for me to make this a success and for me to make things work, I had to put that extra time in. You know, sleep is one of them, the worst sort of debts to get in, because you can never make it back up. You're always losing it. But, you know, sometimes you have to make these sacrifices in life to get to what you need to get done. And this is the problem. Like, some people aren't willing to put that extra effort in, and then they wonder why, like, oh, why is things not working out for me? You know, the whole law of attraction thing is amazing, and it does work. 100% it does work, but you have to be willing to actually work for things at the same time as well. You know, you can't just keep thinking that you're going to be a super wealthy person or a super healthy person. You know, you have to put your work rate in to match the faults, and when you match your faults with your work rate, you know, you become an unstoppable force. If you can channel your mind correctly, if you can make your mind so strong, and then your work ethic matches your mind, wow, you know, some real incredible things can happen. And like, this is the sort of stuff what I've been really sort of learning over the past few years, and the journey of my life where I've been getting to, is that the mindset is the most powerful one. But you can have the strongest mind, but if you're not actually doing any work to back it up, then it's, you know, it's kind of wasted to a degree, you know, unless you're using it for other things, you know, like maybe a sort of psychologist or a sort of coach or something like that, you know, because ultimately, like, you can be full of it. Like, you can have great advice, you can have great sort of words of wisdom and all stuff like that, but ultimately your client wants to know, what have you done? You know, you can talk to me about success, like, you can say all the right words, but what success have you actually experienced yourself? You know, what have you built? What have you made happen? You know, and ultimately, like, that's a question that you're going to come unstuck with. Like, a friend of mine was going through that himself. Like, he was, this was throughout the whole lockdown time. He'd gone through like a bit of a bad spot, like in his own sort of personal career and things like that, where obviously all the work got shut down. He was trying to start to be a life coach, as they say, you know, and he had that self-realization moment that he actually hasn't built anything himself. You know, he can't be talking to people about, oh, you know, you've got to do this and you've got to do that in order to be successful, when they could come back and say, well, what have you done? And he ain't got the answer for him, you know? So, I mean, I'm not doing like a business to suddenly start being a coach and start talking to people about this and that, you know, but I do business to be successful, I've always said, like, I'm out here like building a business and building that generational wealth. That's my aim. Like, my aim, if I was to put like an ultimate goal in my life, is to be able to look after my family, to be able to look after my parents, to be able to look after my grandkids, my kids' kids, you know, anyone sort of close to me. I want to be able to have that freedom just to be able to help them. Like, God forbid, you know, we have an emergency, or one of my close friends' families has an emergency, you know, like, or, you know, take that even aside. Like, if there's a stranger, do you know what I mean? If there's a stranger that's in like some real need of help, you ought to be in that position where you can help them. You know, not be a walkover or like, you know, someone who's just going to sort of bow down to anything, but you want to put yourself in that sort of financial position where you have that freedom to help others. What's the point? What's the point in having all the money in the world if it's just going to sit in one bank account, you know? Money's here. Money is a tool for happiness, you know? As much as people say, oh, like, you know, money doesn't make you happy. Certainly does, you know. I think they've got that one completely wrong, because, you know, I've witnessed it on both sides, you know. Money, no money. I know where I'm a lot happier, you know. I know where suddenly life gets a lot more relaxed. And I don't mean in terms of, like, you know, you get a bit of financial success and you just sit back and let it all happen, because ultimately that money can quickly go. You know, if your work rate is not matching that constantly, what got you that money in the first place, and before you know it, you're gonna be back to square one. You're gonna be broke again. You know, you've got to be able to constantly keep improving, keep making that money, keep doubling that up, keep pushing forward. Because if you suddenly say, for instance, you get like a nice big paycheck, and then you think, I put my feet up for a bit now. Yeah, I'll just sit back. You know, I won't do anything for a few months. I'm good. That few months is going to go. Your money's going to get eaten up. And guess what? You're back where you started. You ain't got nothing again. And then you're thinking, oh, damn, quick, I need to start doing this. I need to start doing that. But if, like, when you get that big paycheck, the next day you carry on like you haven't got that. You carry on like you're still broke, or like, not still broke. I mean, but you just carry on. Your effort still stays there. You keep on pushing. You keep on pushing. And before you know it, do you know what I mean? You're gonna be sitting real good. You're gonna be sitting real, real good. And that's where you want to be. You know, that's part of that happiness, is comfort. Comfort, not complacency. I hate the word being complacent, you know, like or content. You know, content is a very dangerous word, you know, because, well, once you're content, like, that's like going back to what I was just saying. You can have that nice bit of money around you. You get content and sitting there all nice, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's all gone. And then you're in a moment of like panic. And, oh, quick, I need to do this or I need to do that. Do you know what I mean? Just in order to be able to succeed and keep pushing, you know? You have to constantly show up every single day. Every single day, you've got to put that work in. And, yeah, it might be hard, but look, ultimately, you know, when you get to that point, whatever that point is for you, because everybody's life is different, everybody's goals are different. But if you can get to the point where in your own personal life, you've reached your target, yeah? And let's say, for instance, you know, you was happy just to buy a house, have it bought out right, you've got enough money to sit and provide for your family for the rest of your life, and you're good, you know, well done. Do you know what I mean? That's you there. But then if you're on the other hand, where you want to own a property portfolio, you want, you know, hundreds of millions of pounds in the bank and stuff like that, whatever age you achieve that point, do you know what I mean? Then you can maybe take that relaxed life. But until you get to where you need to be, you have to show up every single day. You can't just suddenly take that off day and just think, oh, I'm not really feeling like it today, because it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Your commitments are your commitments, and you have to be there to honour them commitments every single day, to a degree, regardless how you feel. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter, because sometimes, especially for me, like if I'm running a business and I'm having like a bad day, you know, which I do have, you know, I've suffered like very, very deeply with like mental health problems, and it's one of them things which you can't put words to it. You can't explain it, but sometimes you do have them sort of just down, dark days. Like, it just happens. Like, everything can be going right, but you can't explain it. You can't put the words there. Why you feel low, why your mood just isn't great. Do you know what I mean? That's just one of them things which unfortunately happens. Once you've experienced real sort of dark mental health, that happens. But the point that I'm making is, all of my staff, like all the people that work with me, They're not going through that. So I have to show up for them. I have to show up for my family. I have to show up for everyone around me, because I might be going through some bad stuff, but they're not. So why would I spill my darkness onto their light, you know? You can't do it. Because it's gonna steamroll everything else, you know? Like when you get around someone and someone's in a bad mood and someone's talking like, oh, you know, this ain't going well. All of a sudden you find yourself getting in that sort of area. Now, I'm a big believer that you have to talk. You have to sort of get your feelings out there, and you have to really... You can't bottle things up. Do you know what I mean? You've got to be open and have these conversations. But at the same time, be conscious of like what you're talking. Be conscious of like the stuff that you're saying to somebody. Is that going to affect them? You know, is that going to affect like the rest of their day? Is that going to affect your team? If you're showing up, you're leading a team, and like you're not leading it correctly. You're leading it with negativity. What's your productivity going to be like for that day? It's not going to be there, you know? So sometimes, like, you do have to just put them bad thoughts to the back of your head, keep your feelings there, and ultimately, like, if you can turn that bit around, like, say, for instance, you wake up and you're having a really dark day, you're having a bad day, but then all of a sudden you show up at your workplace and you start boosting a bit of encouragement into people, and then all of a sudden you start seeing things going better. And the day builds that momentum of like greatness. Do you know what I mean? Just constantly, like, because you've shown up and you've said, right, okay, look, you know, let's crack on, let's do this, let's do that, whatever. Suddenly, them dark thoughts that you had, they got so far into the back of your mind, you're not even thinking them anymore, because of you've created success. You've built that momentum from just showing up and being like confident and energetic, and actually, you know, so as hard as that can be sometimes, you have to do it. You have to do it in order for everybody else. I think that's part of like being a leader. You know, you have to put yourself to the side for the greater good of others. Do you know what I mean? Now, ultimately, like, you know, it comes back to the whole on the airplanes, you put your own breathing mask on first so you can save others. Yeah, of course. But I think that comes with when you are a leader and you're disciplined in that aspect, you understand that straight away. That, yeah, you're self first. Do you know what I mean? You have to do that in order just to even be able to think the thoughts that you do, and to even lead a team. You've already put that work in to get to that point. Do you know what I mean? So you understand, like, am I holding back like some deep emotions of myself, or am I just putting my own issues to the side temporarily just so I can keep going and to keep boosting my team up and everybody around me, and not making my problems their problems, you know? That's selfless. You know, that's for the greater good. Sometimes you have to do that sort of thing. That, you know, in my eyes anyway, as a leader, that's definitely something what I have to do. I have to do that quite regularly, do you know what I mean? Because as a business owner, you can have so much stress that's going on in your mind. But if you start showing that stress to your team, all of a sudden, do you know what I mean? You're making your problem their problem, and that's not right, because they're showing up with one task to do that day. As a business owner, you have to deal with everything else that comes with it. Do you know what I mean? They don't. They're there. They've got a task to get on with. That's that. You keep everything else to the side. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to go and start sharing all of them problems with them. So anyway, It feels great just to be back recording again, getting some things back off my chest, getting some thoughts out of my mind, you know what I mean? A lot of stuff like which I do sort of not bottle up, but you know what I mean? I know that I have so much greatness inside of me. And I was explaining to my son last night, he's asking me the question, he's like, oh, are you making money from the podcast? I'm like, no. Of course not yet. That's not something what I'm, you know, I'm not looking at doing this for financial gain. Yeah, financial gain would be something that would come just as a sideline, without even sort of realizing sort of opportunities like this sort of stuff can create. But I'm certainly not, I haven't started like doing podcasts or anything like that with like that thought in my head that oh, if I record an episode, then I can make some money from it. No, that's not it. The whole purpose of me doing this is to help you. Yeah? The whole purpose of me doing like these podcasts and for me sort of sharing my own thoughts and views is to help you. It's to help you be better. That's what I do this for, you know? I do this for not for clout. I don't do this for I don't do this for anything other than just to help somebody. Like just to be there, just to sort of someone that goes through some of the troubles that I've been through. So, you know, that daily stress is one of them things, do you know what I mean? Which everybody thinks they're alone in, do you know what I mean? People think like, oh, no, this is just happening to me. But it's not happening to you. It's happening to everybody. It's happening to everybody. And like, I feel that a lot of the stuff what I talk about is so relatable to a lot of people because, yeah, I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey at the minute. I'm on a journey to reach the paramounts of sort of success in whatever way, you know, you can sort of determine that. You know, I know how it sort of translates to me, but that's my journey. That's what I'm on. And the fact that I can sort of record things like this, I know it's helping people. I feel it. Do you know what I mean? I get the feedback from people as well. You know, I get that feedback. And the fact that I get that feedback, it inspires me to record another episode, to keep going with it, knowing that what I'm doing is on the right track. You know, going back to obviously like the sort of monetization side of it. Yeah, you know, like, That can happen, but that's not what I'm here to do. Do you know what I mean? One thing that I would do is, yeah, I'd take like some speeches. Do you know what I mean? I'd come and do talks. Do you know what I mean? That would be something what I'd love to do. And that suddenly becomes a sideline sort of monetization side of it. Not like recording a podcast to suddenly start making money from it that way. But before, you know, that can translate into it by going out doing talks, things like that. I mean, look, my youth work, what I'd like to be doing, you know, I'm not looking to sort of monetize that. That's purely there just to help. That's purely there just to help the kids, like the young kids like now, help them understand that there's so much more to life than what they see, things what they can't even sort of comprehend at the time, because they're not, unless they've got the right role models or they've got the right sort of teachings, what they're hearing, just even the involvement, do you know what I mean? Knowing like the stuff, the possibilities, what's out there, not just to be an athlete or to be, you know, like a good position in a job, or, you know, the other side, like the crime side of it, you know? I think that's the sort of three options which are sort of promoted to kids, is you can either be an athlete or you can do a good job somewhere. I don't feel that there's so much sort of entrepreneurial teachings in kids these days. I think that's a path what they have to go down themselves and sort of understand these possibilities. But with the right teachings, which is becoming a lot more sort of common like nowadays as well, because there's so many people which have gone through so much in their life that they're now trying to promote it, a new light to the youngsters, you know, which is fantastic. I love to hear it. So anyway, guys, look, this is where I'm at. I'm now back actively on this. I hope you enjoy the new audio experience, because I know for a fact I feel real good about it. I feel real good about the possibilities as to what we can sort of grow this to now. Going back to some feedback, what I've been getting, I really appreciate it. And I would also appreciate if you can leave reviews, share the podcast, put a rating on it. Do you know what I mean? Just spread it about, because ultimately that's how this thing gets out there. That's how the awareness can go. That's how people can find out about it. If you share it, if you leave a review, if you put them ratings up, you know, that's great stuff. So yeah, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for your time. I hope you're well. I hope your journey is going great. As always, hit me up. Going through anything, got some questions, you know what I mean? Just talk to me. I'm here for you. And yeah, guys, till the next one, continue that greatness.